Yo, Pierre, you wanna come out here?
In New York, I mainly rock. Hiding in my socks. Running from a op. And I shoot at op. And I'm on the block. And I'm on the block. In New York, I mainly rock. Hiding in my socks. Hiding in my socks. Selling every rock. Shooting at the ops, cause I run that block. Give me top, top, in my drop, top. I didn't on flop, flop, when I drop, drop. Try to on flop, 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 when I drop, drop. Try to on flop, 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 when I drop, drop. Woof, 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 woof. I didn't on cash, I didn't help bad. And on your bitch, I'm her dad. I didn't sound like cash, sound like cash. I'm a soldier, damn, I thought I told you. Shooting like a soldier, like I'm from that northern. All these, always fold. Big, bang, never fold. Sip, act, feel that shit slowly. I'm sexy like the club. I'm landing, young Cardi Glove. Designer, it's on, call it dirty laundry. I didn't be one young Cardi, young Cardi. Hey, young Cardi.
What's good, everybody? This is Combined Culture Radio. I am your host, Tevin. I'm here with a handful of guests. Can everybody please just introduce yourselves real quick to the listeners?
I'm your co-host, Jalen.
This is Victor.
Anthony.
Kayla.
Kenny.
And today we are going to talk about our guest. It's a special privilege today because we have a young artist in here by the name of Victor, and we have a future activist in, with Kayla in here as well, and an employee of Nike as well with Anthony. And they're just going to break down their stories to us and really how they're helping broaden the community as well. But today, let's start it off with some current events. So what do you guys think about this whole situation that's going on with Kyrie Irving saying that he wants to get traded from the Cavaliers? Which I feel is good because the Warriors are going to, you know, repeat again as champs. So what you guys think about that?
Time out. You realize we're in Portland, right?
Yeah, I realize we're in Portland.
I'm not your Blaze fan, but you realize we're in Portland, right?
Mm-hmm. I realize we're in Portland.
It doesn't have to do with anything.
With him saying that, people... Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, that's actually not bad because then people going to get mad.
Nah, because you guys suck.
Dang.
Ooh. See, I'm not even a Trailblazer fan, though.
Why you gotta come at us like that, bro?
Well, okay, on topic, though. I did a lot of research before we got here.
You always doing research, bro.
You already know. All right, so I wrote all this stuff down. Okay, so the first sources said that he wanted to leave because he wanted to find a bigger role, and I thought that was very confusing. So did, you know, some other people like Chauncey Billups, who was in line to almost be the Cavaliers GM. And Kyrie Irving actually shot the 6th most shots in the game per game in the league. So that was one thing. So it's trying to figure out, like, what role do you really want? Like, only 5 guys in the out of 450 shot more shots than you. The Cavs are 4-23 since 2014 without LeBron. And Cavs with Kyrie on and LeBron off is, like, minus 120, like, plus minus. So him saying that kind of really doesn't make too much sense to me. But, you know, I guess if he really wants to be that, he can be that.
I'm just saying, just get ready because next year the Warriors are about to win again. So just be ready.
I personally feel like this Warriors talk has nothing to do with Kyrie being traded. First off, Kyrie doesn't need a bigger role. I feel like as the point guard that he is, knowing that he's not a floor general point guard, a la Chris Paul or like say Steve Nash, something like that, he's not that type of point guard. So he doesn't help his team, as Kenny mentioned. He's plus minus. He's negative 120. That doesn't help his team whatsoever. So he doesn't really need a bigger role. He's better off as a supporting role And, I mean, he's been to the finals 3 years in a row. Why would you want to leave that situation and go to another team and probably make, like, the semifinals in the playoffs? Like, that doesn't make sense. And then the teams that he's rumored to want to go to are mostly in the Western Conference. And then you got to think about it. The Western Conference is a tougher conference than the Eastern Conference. So his chances of making the finals are diminished rather than being on a team like the Cavs where they're more than likely to reach the finals or at least the conference finals. I think it's just dumb that he wants to leave. And it's disrespectful to LeBron, who's pretty much helped him since he's been back in Cleveland, and he's like put the team on his back to make sure that they reach the mountaintop every single time.
I don't care what y'all say. Kyrie is just trying to become the man on his team. LeBron is just selfish, you know?
Okay, I'm not getting in this conversation.
Yeah.
One more thing I just wanted to add about Kyrie. He's actually given up a lot of money. Apparently, he'd be eligible for a $200 million supermax if he stayed with Cleveland, and he's given up a lot of money because the new team won't
LeBron
have
LeBron is leaving, bro. LeBron is leaving next year.
I'm talking about Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie, the Cavs aren't going to be anything without LeBron.
Correct.
So he might as well jump shit now.
That's also a very
exactly.
good point.
So nobody knows LeBron. LeBron isn't coming back after next season. So why stay there and just have the team in turmoil? You know what I mean?
LeBron got 10 years left.
In L.A., where he's going to be playing with Lonzo.
And that is
shout out
Big
Baller, bro.
One thing, LeBron has been betrayed by the Cavs organization. And this is kind of like the second time just because they already – the way that he was disrespected once he left Cleveland for Miami, that was really disrespectful. Or from like the organization standpoint when like they talk trash about LeBron leaving and everything. But when they fired Dan Gilbert, the GM, that blindsided LeBron because Dan Gilbert was trying to bring in additional help for LeBron, such as Paul George or another star, or Jimmy Butler, I think it was as well. So I could see LeBron leaving, but...
No, LeBron is leaving.
But where would he really go, though?
L.A.,
why would LeBron go to LA? I feel like that makes no sense.
Because he wants to play with Lonzo.
No.
This Warrior fan over here got some pipe dreams for LeBron going to LA. Like, I don't want to see no LeBron.
He sounds like every Laker fan right now who thinks that the Lakers will have like LeBron, Chris Paul, Melo, like all the superstars on one team next year. Because it never happens, and it probably will never. It won't happen at all.
It's happened before, though. Except for it failed miserably in 2012.
There you go. With Dwight Howard and Steve Nash. And
he's leaving.
Terrible triple.
He's leaving.
Trio, whatever.
He's leaving.
I don't think he's leaving, though. I think this Kyrie situation does determine if he does leave or not. If everything is cool by time training camp starts and Kyrie stays, they just brought in Derrick Rose. I mean, that wasn't a bad deal because they only brought him in for 1 year, $2 million. That's not bad at all, especially because he can play backup to Kyrie. And will probably give them more of a punch than Deron Williams, who played terrible. So if like they have this situation together, they had a terrible offseason. They didn't get any good role players to help support their scoring, which they need like immensely. But if that does happen, then sorry, I just think I take basketball seriously. So, I mean, I look at it all from an analyst standpoint.
Says the dude who can't even hoop.
I'm terrible at basketball. I'm terrible at basketball, which is why I just started to analyze the sport and treat it like I'm a coach or a general manager.
Well,
that's the way you got to look at it.
Thank you. Thank you, Victor, for your input.
I just had to throw it.
Let's move on to our next topic,
please.
Which is Justin Bieber canceling,
I don't want
to
talk about
canceling
that.
His tour for To Find Christ. Kayla, what do you think about that?
I think that it's irrelevant and it's distracting people from what's really going on in the world. I also think basketball is irrelevant.
Can you tell us what's really going on in the world? What's some issues that you want to bring up and talk about?
I think today Donald Trump is making or like trying to have a ban on people who identify as transgender in the military. And I think that's really exclusive to a whole entire group of people. And I don't think that that's really fair. And I don't get what that has to do with them wanting to serve the country.
Gentlemen, what's your thoughts on that?
Obviously it's messed up. Doesn't surprise me. This is kind of everything I expected from the campaign. Nothing we could really do about it now, but start working for a change in the future. But yeah, we just got to take the punches as they come. Like, we can't stop what he's doing now. But yeah, it's pretty messed up. Doesn't really make sense. There's no logic in banning people just because they identify as a different gender or with no gender at all. So,
absolutely agree. I think it's just, it's straight up, it's just cruel. You know what I mean?
Like, it's like, if you want to fight for your country, you should be able to fight for your country. You know, no matter who you are.
Exactly. And that's the thing that gets back to what we talked about on our last episode, is what can we do in our own community to help improve it? You know what I mean? So it's really, a lot of those people are going to, you know, not have jobs. And a lot of those people have been scarred, you know what I mean, for life. So mentally as well and physically. So now they have to come back to the States without a job and a ton of mental issues. So, I mean, shoot, I don't know what Combined Culture can do to help some of those people out or to take a stance on it, but I'll definitely talk with the crew and see what we can do. And speaking of transgender and rights, Tyler, the Creator, he just dropped his latest album, and a lot of people were, you know, having issues with him coming out as allegedly coming out as a bisexual. And the album
is not the same thing as transgender.
I know it's not, but I was just, I was just on the topic. But the album does slap, and I wanted to ask you guys, do you guys look at Tyler any differently?
It doesn't matter. Like, it don't matter.
Well, I mean,
that's the same thing with Frank Ocean. Like, I didn't stop listening to Frank Ocean's music when he came out.
Exactly.
It's just, you know, sometimes you just gotta watch the lyrics and make sure you're not like saying some stuff that you don't necessarily like identify with, you know. But I mean, it's cool. That's their preference. He still makes good music. I'm gonna listen to it. I don't care what he does on his free time and who he does it with. I mean, unless it's like terrible, like he's killing people, like that's bad. But
like R. Kelly,
or yeah, or like yeah, holding people captive, or you know, giving people herpes or something like that. That's like, that's bad. But
man,
you know,
he's getting specific now.
You know, that was just what came on top of my head. It wasn't specific.
No, I agree. I mean, I definitely think that it doesn't matter. Like, you know, in this day and age, it really doesn't matter. He makes great music.
And also, I mean, just with his fan base, I feel like his target audience is okay with that kind of stuff anyway. Like,
yeah, without a doubt.
That dude's a weirdo already.
I don't think he's that weird.
Bro, he's weird.
He's not that
weird. He's funny weird, but he's weird. He's not normal.
I think he's a genius.
Yeah, he's a genius. Geniuses can be weird too.
That's true. Kanye West.
Yep. That dude. Yeah. Yep. Agree.
A lot of our traditional geniuses that we know of all have a lot of idiosyncrasies. I mean, almost all of them I can think of, actually. Like, even Einstein. Einstein was very peculiar about like his habits during the day and about how he approached things. Some people can be borderline OCD on how they prepare for things and how they like, or how they like approach their work. So it being weird and being a genius sometimes goes hand in hand.
That is very true.
So it's very, we just have to be conscious of that before we, you know, start slamming people.
Nah, for real. And I think that if you guys ever do take a listen, an actual listen to the album, it's sonically probably the best sounding album of the year behind Vince Staples.
I haven't listened all the way through, but did you see the video for Who Dat Boy?
Yeah, it was
that
beautiful.
Video was weird.
It was not weird.
Bro, How was it weird? Describe it for
us. Okay, so yeah, come on. First of all, this dude is making a bomb in his house. I was having a hard time. I only watched it one time through, but I was having a hard time relating with the lyrics. But he's making a bomb in his house. The bomb blows up in his face. His face is all jacked up and bloody. So he runs down the street to ASAP Rocky's house, who is a basement surgeon, apparently, and literally puts a face on this dude's face. It's a white face, too, that he sewed onto this man's face. And he's running from the police at the same time. And they're just rapping all while doing this, too. So that's how it was weird to me.
It was.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying it was weird.
It was different.
It was very different.
It was very different.
Yeah.
I will say, though, that Tyler, like, none of his videos have any type of correlation to his lyrics at all. Like, he's one of those people that goes for shock value instantly, and he executes it very well. And also, he directs most of his own videos too. That's another reason why you just see like something just completely off the wall, because it's all his ideas. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Speaking of videos, Victor, today we met and we talked about concepting for your coconut oil shawty video. Can you break down to us just creatively what that means to you as an artist and what this song means to you? And then I'll have Kayla touch on just what does coconut oil mean to her?
Well, the thing about it is that I've...
Shout out to beautiful black women, by the way, who use coconut oil.
Okay. Think about it. I've never done an official video. I did a video actually in high school, and Jalen was the one who shot the video.
I did.
But that was for a cypher for Black History Month.
Is that the one that's famous for saying Nino on autotune?
No, it's not. That was like, we won't talk about that. So yeah, with that video, thank you. With that video, Coconut Oil Shawty, I feel like, for one, I wrote this song and... produced the beat. It was just for, I wanted to focus more on the women who, one, were underrepresented, and also for women who use coconut oil. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people that use it, men and women, but you know, there were just certain focal points I want to touch on that I feel like haven't been touched on, especially from a rapper standpoint, mm-hmm. possibly from like an R&B artist, but you know, you don't see rappers that will cover these types of topics. So that's one reason why I wrote the song. And then when it came to the video, I knew I had to do a video for this song, because for one, this is my most popular song yet.
I agree.
And it needs a video. I mean, that when, like, from the writer's standpoint, we talked about this earlier, how I'm painting a picture with the lyrics. You know, it's, mm-hmm. it's very vivid imagery within the lyrics. And you can see, like, some of these things playing out in your head while you're listening to the song. So it's like, why not have a visual for that, you know, to make that all come into fruition? So, am I talking about the concepts? No, I can't talk about it. Yeah, no, I can't give it away. It's very confidential.
But to the listeners out there, please expect that video by the end of August. We're working on it now.
I won't put the video out in August.
When are you going to put it out?
I'll put it out maybe end of September.
Yeah. Expect that video at the end of September then.
No, I'm joking.
Coconut oil is about to be selling off the
show. I know,
exactly.
Right?
I expect to get a sponsorship from this. You know,
let's
some
move.
Some type of agency calling my line.
Let's move to the young lady. Can you tell us what coconut oil means to you, Kayla?
Nothing super spectacular. I think that it's like, kind of trying to be attributed to Black culture, but I know many people that use coconut oil for cooking, and not just for their skin or their hair. So, I mean, I think it's just becoming like an epidemic via the internet and social media. And like, I think it's cool, and I think I really like the song. I've listened to it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I think that's awesome, and I think that you are representing, like, you know, women of color and, you know, underrepresented populations. But I just feel like I don't really have like a personal connection to coconut oil. Like, honestly, it dries my hair out, so I don't know.
Same. I tried it, it dried my hair out too, and I especially when I had like really thick hair, when my hair was longer, it didn't really help my hair. But
I didn't like the smell either, honestly.
Oh, I love it. I actually love the smell, because it reminds me of like cinnamon. Yeah, I don't know.
How does coconut oil remind you of cinnamon?
Right.
Bro, your nose is broken,
but
yeah.
What? No, you should try the kind that I have, and you'll see. But but that was another thing. I did write this song for all women of color. It wasn't specifically towards like Black people. So thank you for saying that, because I do need to like mention it's not just for Black people. It's, you know, women of color. That's all types of races, you know. So yeah, not specifically black people. That's I feel like that's when it becomes too either controversial or too inclusive, and that's not what I want to aim for, you know. Like that's just not what I want to do.
Sounds good. Let's take a quick music break and we'll be right back to you.
Let me cut on it.
Turn up the volume. This feel like hallelujah. Cue the choir too. I'm up to holy, fry like El Polio. I got a chicken coop. Dip out interior barbecue. I'm fly, she want the cockatoo. And that's on my bird like a big my guy. Standing over how they greet my guy. Straight out the mud like a clean old life. Never had time for the tea to kind. On the fence like vines. Wanna camouflage. Niggas hotel lobbying. Smelling like loud around Republicans. Like why they no niggas working obvious. Just hella smiles and muttering. If you ain't blood to me, you bothering. And if you ain't cuss to me, you cluttering. And I've been really trying to be more tolerant. More positive, probably need to switch up countries, but you know I'm here. I might go be smoke, cop a couple seats out to Heathrow. I the shortest with the shit, ain't no shortage on the stick. Lil' boo, I know you go.
Let me cut on it.
I need a souffle, don't flee from me. Ice cream, chocolate, go deep.
Bing, how the spotlight beam on your green light, you better go. Chain, how that money she ring when your feet be payment to the gold.
Don't got no time for the delay. Hoppin' around in the sack race. Bro, keep that cane like Lorenz Tay. He went overload on the overwatch. Nigga at his lowest, gave me word to watch. Told me none of this matter unless family bless. Watch out these niggas that beat on they chest. They flex through they stress, I guess. I been raw, it's genetic, it's my dinner. My 10-year wind up on you, trying to fit up. I been up with you, acting innocent. Bet you're interested, stretch it like a limo. The memo, never switch to slow the tempo. Zero gang with me, AV where I go. I'm cool on all the friendly shit. It's just business straight across 12:30 o'clock.
Thousand miles an hour on a spaceship, maybe we can go
spur. I ain't never been a Cupid, but I go with you, baby.
Got that back and other that can pull out of your Milky Way.
And it be like an empanada, braided up like an empanada. She shakes me, no, I love you, nada. Girl, they nada. You giving me Erica vibes, but I do wanna tell you, Shonda. You make the shimmer feel like summer, summer, summer.
A-N-I-T-A-I-N-E-E-T-A-G-E, my baby, baby, baby. A-N-I-T-A-I-N-E-E-T-A-G-E, my baby, baby, baby.
And we're back here at Combined Culture Radio, and that was Anita by Smino, which is a summertime anthem, according to Jalen. Pretty smooth song, though. So, we have another guest in here by the name of Anthony, and he recently came up here to Oregon from the Bay Area. I've been knowing him for quite a while. We went to rival high schools, and he recently just got a job at Nike, which is the world headquarters here in Oregon, which is pretty big, especially, you know, seeing from the Bay Area, not so many people work at Nike from the Bay. So it's always good to see another person come up here and, you know, just do it. So, Anthony, can you talk to us just kind of about, I guess, your journey at UCLA? I guess this dude ran track, you know, but I'll still dust him on the track. Can you talk to us just about your journey from UCLA and traveling to Italy and just kind of your experiences, and now you're at Nike. So can you talk to us real quick?
For sure. Yeah, this is Ant, like Tevin said. Originally from just outside Oakland, California. I was running track at UCLA. I was doing middle distance, which Tevin definitely can't do. He maybe got me in a sprint, but
yeah,
800 meters up, I don't know about that, man.
I can't do that, dog. I can't do that.
So it was good. I mean, I was training with actually some Olympic athletes while I was down there because my coach was the American record holder. So had a lot of great experiences running there. And, you know, at the time, I was actually a huge Nike fan. So in high school, I was always wearing the swoosh, and that was my thing. And got down to UCLA, and everything was Adidas, which was cool. Because, you know, how can you turn down free stuff, right?
That's true.
But it was a switch, and I was happy just to be there and be on a team. That was good. But it was a big athlete bubble. You know, when you get into college as big as UCLA, everyone's doing their own thing. And I'm sure most of y'all who went to Oregon kind of know this as well.
That's true.
When you have so many people, it's really easy to get caught up in what your clique is doing and not see things outside of that. So I took some time after I graduated to just invest in myself and see the world. You know, I always loved traveling and I wanted to go abroad. So while everyone else is getting jobs, I'm spending my fifth year using that financial aid and studying the world. So I did a program in China, really good time out there. Actually, that's a lie. It was horrible. It was it was dirty. There was tons of people. I was in Shanghai, which had 25 million in one city. So very uncomfortable, but that's exactly why I went. You know, sometimes you got to just put yourself out there. When I got home, Christmas of 2015, I went out to Italy. My family's Italian, and I always wanted to learn the language. So I was studying in a small town. All my classes were in Italian, so it was a very immersive program.
Oh, and speaking of Italian, those of you who don't know, can you break down how different American Italian food is to actual Italian food? You actually broke down to me. I forgot what it was. I think it was chicken Alfredo. Oh, their meat is not served in pasta. Is that true? Isn't that correct?
Not completely. I mean, it's not as big as it is out here. Obviously, like, we don't call, like, for example, the city that I studied in was called Bologna, and everyone calls it bologna, but that's not what they call it out in Italy. It's called mortadella. So those kind of small things go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually think a lot of people, or at least Americans that go out to Italy, they probably wouldn't like Italian food because our palate here is a lot more combined flavors and lots of things on a pizza. Like, if you went out to Italy and asked for pineapple on your pizza, they'd look at you crazy.
Do they have pepperoni pizza, though?
All right, I got to debunk the pepperoni mix. So right now, that from the Italian language, the word peperone means green pepper.
Oh, shh.
So it doesn't mean the little type of meat that we call pepperoni. So that just goes to show, like, the equivalent is called salame. So it's very different, but, you know, the flavor's great. So recommend everyone to go out there and try the real stuff for yourself.
Definitely, man. My favorite Italian dish, which me and my girl Kayla just went to Olive Garden last week, is chicken alfredo.
I don't know if I can call that Italian, brother.
Hey, well, you can't pass up those breadsticks at Olive Garden. I'll tell you that.
That's an American dish, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to call that an American restaurant, my man.
That's definitely an American restaurant,
bro. I don't care. It's to me, it's Italian food.
You can't just say what. So is chipotle
is what? It's not Mexican food? No, it's not. I know that
Mexican spots have a salad bar.
Yeah,
like Chipotle's got no bar with the spicy sauce.
It's Americanized Mexican food. Baja, we can call it that.
Exactly, Baja Fresh ain't
no. It has a salad bar, as you just mentioned.
No, what I'm talking is they got like the actual Mexican salsa.
But I know you got
the free chips, the lime.
But I know you're not gonna pass up a burrito bowl though.
I will, in its heartbeat. Yeah, we getting so sidetracked, man.
Y'all tripping, but go back, Anthony.
Yeah. So, you know, foods are always great tangents, but I had a great time out there. And when I was finishing up my program, rewind to June of 2016, I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I still had some money left over, so I decided to buy myself a backpacking bag. And like I said, I love traveling the world, so I just did a 6-month backpacking trip just to go by myself and just kind of learn about other people and just see how I would survive traveling by myself for half a year.
What's the three biggest things you learned traveling the world?
Three biggest things I'd say is, number one, for sure, you don't know how like different things are until you actually go out there and see it. A lot of times Americans go abroad and we expect people to live like us. We expect people to speak English and understand us and eat our food and give us directions. And the world don't work like that, you know?
That's true.
English is just one language of hundreds of languages. Our way of doing things is just one way of doing things. So that was the number one thing. Two is that it's a big place. Most people who go abroad for the first time, they get what's known as the travel bug. So you go abroad and, or you know, you eat something for the first time and you want it more. So it really gets addicting and you get hooked on the opportunities to see and explore different things. Mm. And three, just learning from people, man. Everyone has their own story. I think when we're, you know, we can fly to New York for 5 hours, we can go up to Canada and they would still be speaking the same language. Whereas a lot of places within a similar country, like India or even in Europe, you take a 30-minute trip, people, you can't even understand them, right? Mm. So really understanding how diverse the world really is and getting to step outside your comfort zone and your own knowledge can really open up your mind. I think it's a good thing.
So I got a quick question for you, Anthony. So you're saying, you know, you were at UCLA, felt like you're kind of trapped in your bubble. What actually compelled you to actually venture out on your own? Was it like something internal within yourself, or was it more external, like someone motivated you to do that and get up off your feet?
Sure. Yeah, I think I've always been really passionate about connecting with other people and seeing the world. And I was born, I'm a first generation American, so both of my parents were immigrants from two very different parts of the world. Father coming from Italy and mom coming from Guyana. No, that's not Ghana in Africa. It's Guyana in the West Indies, South America to be specific. So I think it's just been a part of who I was growing up. And I think there was this one trip I did with just me and my little sister named Celeste. I was 13, she was 12. I was about to go into high school and my family just sent us abroad to Italy by ourselves.
Oh, dang.
And when you're like that age, you feel like a king, you know, going on an airplane with no parents, you feel like you're the man. So I think just doing things like that from a young age really got me passionate about putting myself out there and connecting with people different from me. And so, I've always made that a big part of my life. No matter what I'm doing, it's got to be an integral part of what I'm doing.
That's really cool, man. Yeah, because a lot of people don't have that drive to actually go out there and do that. And then also you have to be brave to be able to put yourself out there like that. So
that's true.
Big ups to you, man.
Appreciate that, though.
Were you able to see kind of like this is Kenny, by the way. Were you able to see kind of like how Americans are perceived and kind of like what parts of culture kind of we borrowed from other people and kind of like how they borrowed from us as well?
Absolutely. I think the United States is a very particular, distinct country. I think a lot of the times, to be brutally honest, man, sometimes I was embarrassed being abroad, especially with this current administration that we have, just because there's so many things that reflect negatively as a part of being American. Matter of fact, there's this thing that's well known actually abroad. It's called the Ugly American. And what it is, it's a persona of someone who goes abroad, and just like I mentioned earlier, they expect people to conform to them and do as I do, since I'm the dominant culture, I'm the best, coming from the best country in the world. And you know, I am a strong believer that everyone's got a story, everyone comes from a different place, and so you gotta be able to step outside that and really realize like it's much bigger than, even though we do have a dominant culture that's really penetrated the whole world, that doesn't mean it's better.
Dang.
True.
That is very true.
Wait, I have one question for you.
I don't know if you really talked about it, but how did you feel like being a man of color? Or I don't really know what you identify as, so I don't want to like label you, but I just know I went to Mexico and like I'm black and it was really different.
Sure. I get this question a lot actually, like, how did you have the courage, the bravery to go out by yourself and take that risk with just a backpack? And, you know, I think people put up a lot of barriers for who you should be, what you should do. And there's a lot of fear out there. I mean, as you guys can see in what all the rhetoric that's going on right now in the world of who people are and who should be let into a country, who shouldn't be. I think it's easy for me to speak because I'm a 6 foot darker male. I mean, there's a lot of places I could go by myself and people might think either I'm a local or maybe not to mess with me, right? Versus if I was a 5 foot more vulnerable, potentially looking female, right? I think the biggest thing is just being smart in the environment you're in and really being a student of the place. Because I think at this point, danger can be anywhere, whether you're in Pakistan or whether you're in New York City or whether you're in London or Canada. So really just being smart about your environment and learning from the people around you can really teach you a lot. But personally, I mean, I try not to try and stick to labels too much. At the end of the day, we're all people. Sure, we all have different histories. But yeah, I just try and enjoy it pretty much.
What's the best food that you had while you were abroad?
Best food.
I thought
I was super hungry right now.
I don't know, it's that dinner hour.
You're not helping, bro. Like, I'm hungry too.
best food, that's very difficult. I would have to say I'm a big sushi fan. The sushi I had in Tokyo was freshly fished, and I went to this this tuna auction market at like 4 a.m.
Wow.
And they were auctioning off the tuna, and right after I watched that little auction, I went to this market called the Tsukiji Fish Market, and people start lining up there at like 5 a.m. to get this thing. And it's expensive. I mean, that was one of my more expensive meals, which I wasn't too happy about. But that was probably the best fish I ever had. And the sushi there was just crazy good.
Did they have wasabi sauce?
Man, I think they might have. They definitely had soy. I think they had some wasabi, yeah, but I'm not too big on the spice, so I kind of cooled that out.
I feel that, bro.
Yeah.
So that concludes our talk with Anthony. We will now cut to a music break. We'll be right back.
Sorry, I was not ready for that. Devin, why do you talk so much?
LA, that's me. You wanna meet somebody, ask me. You wanna see somebody, ask me. Hey, I tell her let's get in the back seat. Yo crew. Last week. My mad deep. My bitch. Bad piece. Yo, bitch. Got bad feet. I pray to God. I never fly. I get along. A better spot. Another rollie. A better watch. I get a plane. And then a yacht. And my haters. Let them watch. Line them up. Give them shot. Don't save them. Just let them drop. They said I never make it to the top.
Never make it.
But we ball. Take shots. I want another. It don't stop. Your big mouth. A big block. I let you ball. Cop. We ball. Bust a shot. 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 Bust a shot. We ball. Bust a shot.
Okay, I'm riding through the earth. My tires in reverse. I'm lost. lost, but I know this form of navigation works. I made a right on King, I seen a couple skirts. I said, then, but dust them sandals off first. Okay, I'm doing 105 on 105. Witnesses that said they seen a ball of fire. Trying to president that jive, why you talking jive? All these presidents won't be surprised if one came alive. I only players and pimps. You a created player like Sims. My cup be filled up to the brim. Yo, send her makeup in my rims. You just target practice, everybody say they seen it, but nobody know what happened. What happened yesterday, baby girl, fix your mood. Cause I don't like my head with some attitude. And I don't like your legs, lest they at the roof. Pedicure to what the ceiling, Molly's in the cabinet too. Pop, 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 popping, rather casual. Section 80 made me whole, so this is what I had to do. Bow, iPhone, $1 million missed calls. I hit the bank, withdrawals. I make her plank. With no draws, mother, eyeball.
And the bottom line is, I'm talking right now. Let me tell you something. If you like talking to me on this show, you'll let me talk to all of you. The bottom line for these people right here is, if you're a man, you don't cry about it. You take life ups and downs. If you're a real man, you never go down, you just stay up. That's why I'm the world champion. That's why this sport don't cost $800, and that costs $200. I don't know what that cost, I'd be ashamed to wear it. That's why I'm wearing lizard shoes and a Rolex watch, and I got a limousine sitting out there a mile long with 25 women just dying for me to go. Woo! Because I'm the world champion, sucker. No one's gonna take it from me unless it's done in the ring. But next time you have an opportunity, talk to your accountant and look who built the building you guys off of.
Dom Kennedy, also known as Dom K. Dom K has the best summertime music, and I don't think anybody can disagree with that. So, what you just heard was We Ball off the Yellow album by Dom K and Kendrick Lamar. Now, the Yellow album is very special to me because that was the album that came out the summer after I graduated high school. And that was the summer that I got my license. So you know your boy was riding around listening to nothing but Dom K with the windows down.
You really painted a picture for us.
Right, like, why are you talking like a robot? I just need to know. I have to know.
I'm just letting you guys know and letting our listeners know that Dom K has a special place in my memory because that was the first summer that I had where I was actually riding around in my car with the AC on blast and the windows down.
You had AC?
Bro, yeah, we had the Jetta.
I didn't have AC.
That's a struggle.
AC on blast and windows down. That sounds kind of counterintuitive right there.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, bro? It was hot in California.
Yeah, but you had the windows down with the AC. That don't make no sense. Yeah,
that's besides the point.
You got to make sure people hear the Dom K.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I feel that.
You know what I mean? Oh, my God. Hey.
Just for the record, From the West Side With Love 2 is his best work by far. Yellow album was kind of underwhelming to me.
Actually, no. Get Home Safely was his best work.
Jalen Ladd agrees with Victor. So.
Well,
get home.
All right, yeah, it might be that case. I just like From the West Side With Love 2 the most because it has very special, you know, timing for me.
Okay, can you break down that timing for you? West Side With Love 2, that was high school year for us, wasn't it?
It was, but that's actually not what my favorite summer was. So if you want to talk about summertime, my favorite summertime memory is actually two summers ago. I was working an engineering internship at the time down near Oregon State where I graduated from. And what was cool about that is that every day, no matter how hot it was, I'd be biking to work every single day because I didn't have a car yet. So, you know, I'm over there, you know, huffing and puffing about 3 miles each way.
Sweating,
like in work clothes. But I knew at the end of that, I was going to try to get a car. And at the end of the summer, I was able to obtain that, and it just is. And also, I was playing a lot of basketball, and it was just a good summer for me overall because I was making money and I was able to have a lot of fun too. So, favorite summertime right there. And I was always playing something that was real summery, although I don't think it was Dom K that summer.
You know, I'd have to say, this is Jalen, by the way. My favorite summer might honestly be this summer, especially since your boy's going to be in Hawaii about 24 hours from now. Yep, I'm taking off tomorrow morning. I will be gone on an island. But no, I would say like my favorite summer memories has to go back to childhood. I don't remember exactly
which. Bro, you was just saying that this is your favorite summer.
I said my favorite childhood memories, like my favorite summer memories.
All right, go ahead.
Would be like when I was a kid. And we had like a neighborhood squad, and our daily routine was we just wake up, go to the pool, go swimming, go around the neighborhood, wreak havoc, break into people's yards and steal their berries and plums. This one lady hated us.
This is how you know we're in Oregon when they say they stole berries and plums.
But we had a cherry tree that was like our little kick it spot. Because we go round up fruit around the neighborhood, and then we go up to the cherry tree because no one owned it. It was just on the street. Go up there, chow down on some fruit, you know, get our nutrients.
See, we didn't chow down on fruit. We just waited till the ice cream man came on the block.
Yeah, see, you can't be waiting for the ice cream man. Also, ice cream's diabetic.
Wait, what?
That made no sense.
It causes diabetes if you have too much of it. And, you know, we wanted to have healthy, balanced diets as children.
So you can't get enough berries, right?
You can.
That's because
sometimes you get too many cherries and, you know, you might be in the bathroom for the rest of this.
Oh, got you.
Day, you know what I'm saying? But we had a balanced diet. Yeah, definitely shout out to antioxidants. But no, like after that, though, moving on, you know, we get our nutrients in, and then, you know, we just kick it on the front stoop, just kicking it there, telling stories, talking about that one time we got in a fight with that one kid because he said the N-word. And then...
Yeah. That's real.
And then once when the sun fell, oh my God, we played dark tag every day. Every day we played dark tag. And that was the most lit thing ever because, like, we would, like, have, like, a 3-block radius that you could hide in. And it really, like, built us up as athletes because you had to be able to run and duck and cover and dodge. And you know, this past weekend those skills didn't transfer over very well because I did take an L this weekend.
Explain to the listeners what dark tag is for those people who don't know.
Oh, dark tag, by the way. So, you know, a lot of people who I've met who I've told a story to, they're like, only know hide and go seek and they only know tag. And I'm like, why would you only play one of those two when you can combine them both? You could hide, and then once when you get found, you run, and they got to catch you.
I didn't even know they called that dark tag.
We called it dark tag, bro. We made the name up for it. We used to also play, drive-by, and so, like, when Streets would drive down the car, we'd act like it was a drive-by, and you had to run for cover. Oh, and if you were standing, yeah, and if you were standing out in the yard, then, like, you got shot, technically, yeah, and then you lost, like, so.
Right, all right.
Bro, so I scraped up my knee and, like, elbows, like, just being too extra on that stuff.
So can you describe how you also did the same thing to yourself this past weekend? We want to go back to that L.
Okay, so.
Hold the L.
This past weekend was your boy Victor's birthday party. Happy birthday, Victor. My main man right here just turned 22. So we went over there to celebrate, had a nice little shindig.
And in the mosquitoes backyard. Were out in full force.
Mosquitoes were out. My legs are still itching.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, at the end of the night, you know, we're cooling down, about to head home. 2 in the morning. And then I don't know how the topic came up, but someone was like, let's do some foot races.
Okay, so
yeah, Victor was
real quick. Background: this is Victor. So the foot race started because my brother-in-law, he thought that he could beat me in a race, and his birthday was earlier this month, and we were supposed to race on the night of his birthday.
Victor, but that didn't happen. Slow, by the way.
I'm actually a very good athlete, unlike Jalen. I'm pretty fast. I'm surprised, actually. I still have my speed.
It don't make no sense. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm still fast. Whatever. So my brother-in-law decided to race me, and everybody was about to leave. So I'm like, okay, you know, everybody needs to stay and witness this foot race, so you know, I can show everybody that I can still beat him because he was a collegiate football athlete, you know, and he thinks that he still has that speed. But no, he's a dad now and all that other stuff, and he can't really keep up with me. So we raced. And then Jalen thought it would be a good idea.
No, I didn't say nothing. No, this is a lie. I didn't say nothing. I was my own business. Someone was like, I'm not going to lie, low-key in my head, I was like, I hope someone asked me to race. Because, like, I was like, I kind of want to race Victor. But I was like, nah, like, I'm going to go home. And then someone's like, yo,
you should raise Victor. And I was like, okay. And then the other homie, Tyler, hopped in. And, like, we've all been friends since third grade. So this is an epic, epic showdown. Okay.
The old man.
How long is this race?
The old man.
It's like a 50-meter dash.
50
bro.
Meters.
It's
so it's a solid, like.
Yeah. And let me mind you. Just, it's uphill. It's a slightly uphill slope. Ooh. I was slightly overly intoxicated.
I was, too.
No, you weren't hung over the next day.
No, look.
You didn't drink as much as I did.
That's true. Okay. But no, that's because I sobered. But I just had
one shot wonder, y'all.
Shot before the race.
You guys probably guessed what happened at this point. I took off running. There's a video of it. Something went wrong with my feet. They malfunctioned. I had a foot malfunction.
Oh, we got...
and
what?
Yeah, I had a foot malfunction. And they just kind of did a little noodle twist thing. Like, and then I fell. Scraped up my knee. Injured my shoulder. Bro, I played it off like I was cool. I wasn't cool, bro. Like, I was hurting. When I got my house, I was limping. I was like, dang. I was like, I need some ice.
And you know your mom was like, what happened?
My mom was not home, and my mom did not ask what happened because she didn't see anything. I told her what happened and showed her the video, and she laughed and asked to send it to her. And I said, no, because you're going to put this on Facebook.
You know the moms will put it on Facebook, dog.
Yeah, but that, yeah. More summertime memories. This is why 2017 might be the best summer yet, too.
I agree. 2017 has been a great summer so far.
It's been good.
The sun is out. The sun is. We have not seen any clouds, bro. It's in Oregon.
Yeah, I've been here 2 weeks. Just moved here 2 weeks ago. This is Anthony, and I wasn't expecting it to be this nice. It's been good.
It's not gonna last. Don't worry.
Nah, yeah. Once September rolls around, it's gonna be pretty great.
I say October, bro. September be good.
Sometimes.
Mid-October is when it changes. Take it from a native Oregonian.
A native Oregonian. Get out of here with that Oregonian stuff.
Are we still continuing?
What state are we in and what school did you go to, sir?
We're in Oregon and I went to University of Oregon.
I've rest my case.
Yeah. Okay.
So, continuing with the summertime best...
Jalen really be trying to. Right? We're over no, here. Jalen really be trying to tell people about this mic.
Well, Jalen, it's okay.
He really trying to hate on the mic, man.
So, I would say for this, I would agree with Jalen. This is actually my favorite summer as well. But overall, best year. You know, there's been a lot of progress as far as like my artistry goes with music. I've been taking summer classes online. They've been pretty annoying, but. I mean, I've been finishing pretty well in the classes as well. So, I mean, I finished with 2 B's so far, and then I have another class that will be done in 2 weeks. So, pretty excited to get those over with because these are like some of my main courses in order for me to graduate in December. Very necessary. But then, I mean, I've been able to kick it with all my friends, family, especially like be with my nephew. Who's 1 year old, and he's a handful. He's like one going on 10. He's like too smart for his own good. And I mean, last summer, it could have been probably as good, but all my friends weren't here because they were all studying. Yeah, they were all studying abroad. So, I mean, this is just, and then the good weather. Everything about this summer, I feel like everything has been going right. You know, you can't really determine how you want life to go, but nope. I feel like everything has been falling into place perfectly. And, you know, like, I truly believe in the everything happens for a reason saying, just because, like, it really has been happening, like, for a reason.
It's the universe,
like,
bro.
Right. Within these past 2 months or 3 months, since I've been home, almost 3 months. So, yeah, this has definitely been a great summer. And then, I mean, like, my birthday and Jalen falling, like, that was the perfect end to a weekend, to a night, like, all the above. That was great.
See, that is what our listeners may not know. Is that in Oregon we suffer for what, 9 months?
Yeah,
we suffer for 9 months without sunshine,
like 8.5.
No sunshine,
possibly,
and rain and snow.
It doesn't snow. It snowed this past year.
You know it snowed this past year.
Oh,
I had to shovel my car with snow, dog.
I was a day away from not making a flight back to school if I didn't leave on a Monday. Instead, I almost left on a Tuesday, but I decided to leave on a Monday because at my school there was snow as well.
Bro, it looked like Armageddon outside with the amount of cars that people were just leaving cars on the side of the road.
If I would have left Tuesday, I would have had to wait an entire week to leave Portland to go to Virginia if it wasn't for, you know, the way that life works.
But it's all good now because we got the sun out.
Exactly.
We got Dom K playing. Oh, and even we have, let's get into this topic in this debate. Best Wiz Khalifa album. Because Wiz has some awesome summertime music as well.
He doesn't have any good albums, but his best mixtape is Cushion OJ.
No, it's not. Taylor Alderdos.
I'm feeling Cabin Fever. I really liked his Cabin Fever. Oh,
that's true. Pretty good. That's true.
Like, I don't even smoke weed, but if I did,
no, I feel you. Same.
I have that on replay.
Like, Cabin Fever was pretty good. 2011. That was a good year for music overall too.
No, I think Taylor Alderdos might be his best one. I swear to God.
It might be, but I just want to address real quick that what Victor said about it not being an album, I'm going to have to disagree with it not being an album because it was original lyrics, original beats, and original features. So it's hard not to call it. It just seemed like more of a free album than just a mixtape.
Good point, but it wasn't available for sale, which, and, you know, it was...
Was Taylor Alderdos available for sale, or was it just a mixtape?
So it was just a mixtape.
It has to be on sale to be considered an album?
Correct.
I disagree. So Chance doesn't have any albums?
Yeah, he does. So really, that's the thing. No. Chance calls his projects mixtapes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But then, okay, here's a weird thing. Now that we're in like the streaming, you know, generation, there's some people who are putting their albums, you know, on all these streaming sites and calling it a mixtape. So, like, for instance, Kehlani, not Cloud 19. Michaela, help me out.
You should be here.
She called that a mixtape, but it was available on streaming sites. And you're
an album.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm a Kehlani fan, and that was definitely
an
album.
That was definitely an album, right?
And she totally changed her sound.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, she did.
Ooh.
For Triple S. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you break that down for us, Kayla?
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Sorry, Victor.
No problem.
I don't know. I just feel like Cloud 19 was really original, and like she had her own flow, her own like. I don't know. She just really brought, like, I feel like the Oaklandness to her music.
Right.
And it was really, like, R&B and, like, really, like, I don't know. It just reminded me of, like, 90s, like, a lot of 90s vibes. And I like her last two albums, but I just feel like she's, like, totally mainstream now. Like, I never heard Cloud 19 on the radio.
Yeah, me either. And there were some really good songs on that mixtape.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she... Okay, so... real quick, she had called her album a mixtape, and it was Grammy nominated, and she was saying that she had her mixtape Grammy nominated, but it was an album.
Yeah.
So,
thank you, Victor. Weird. And that concludes episode 2 of Combined Culture Radio. We really want to thank you guys for taking this time to listen to our podcast and our radio station. And we just hope that we can just give you the dopest conversations and the most insightful conversations that anybody else can. Can you guys, you know, kind of give us your final thoughts? Just what do you have to say to our listeners?
First and foremost, I'd like to say enjoy this summer. Have a good time. Make some memories with some friends. And go along with the theme of Anthony's story. Get out there and experience the world.
That was a good one. I'm not sure how to quite top that, but I guess from my artist standpoint, I would say be on the lookout for any forthcoming music from Covey, C-O-V-I, on SoundCloud, and then also the Coconut Oil Shawty music video, which should be coming out in the fall.
I want to say, like, as a tidbit to Jalen's final thoughts, be safe. Be aware of your surroundings, especially people of color and trans people right now. Be really aware and travel in groups and have mace.
Final thoughts for Anthony. I think the biggest thing is there are so many people out there. Just go ahead and like put yourself out there. Sometimes people may look different from you or do different things, but you may have a lot in common. So just don't be afraid. Keep doing it.
And what I want to say is rest in peace to those two victims who died in an explosion in North Portland near Peninsula Park. Heart goes out to that family and those families, and I hope everyone's able to recover.
That is true. And this is your host, Tevin. And I just want to say, everybody, have a blessed night. Remember always, keep it smooth. and may you always spread the culture. And we are going to conclude our segment here with Wanna Know by Dave and Drake. Shout out to Cam and Laren out there in London right now, holding it down for Combined Culture. And may you always spread the culture. Thank you. Good night.
More life for my brothers trying to better things. Cause all my men are running to the money, will be running like high. And all my men are running from them hoes in the roads like whoa, 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 whoa. Like whoa. A month ago you didn't wanna know. But now I'm seeing though, these catties they be calling off my phone. All these men and they blow me on the road. Up a corner for my bro. Man they keep them talking on the low. Man they keep them talking on the low. But all my man are bros. And all my man are bros. My man them have your man them on the ropes. I'll have man them on your road. Man them in a batch on their own. With a battle with a pole. I've got man them that will slap a man with both. Night jacket on my back, I'm looking cold. It's funny how these catties wanna know. But all my man are running to the money. Will be running like from them hoes on the roads like whoa, 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 like whoa. A month ago you didn't wanna know. But now I'm seeing though, these catties they be calling off my phone. All these men and they blow me on the road. Free smoke, anybody want it they could get it, no joke. Call up landlord, that's bro. I only link with the real ones, Lord knows. On foe, I love to see a fake go broke. I don't run a Twitter with the things I know. I fall back just to see how it unfolds. Yeah. Like whoa, 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 whoa. Like whoa. Years ago they didn't wanna know. But now I'm seeing dough. Catchies they be calling up my phone. Trying to get tickets to a show. Yeah. I got UK tings on a WhatsApp now. Like plus 44 on a code. Yeah. Like whoa, 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 whoa. Like whoa. A month ago you didn't wanna know. But now I'm seeing though, these catties they be calling off my phone. All these men and they blow me on the road. Up a corner for my bro. Man they keep them talking on the low. Man they keep them talking on the low, low, low.